Janie learned what it felt like to be jealous. A little chunky girl took to picking a play out of Tea Cake in the fields and in the quarters. If he said anything at all, she'd take the opposite side and hit him or shove him and run away to make him chase her. Janie knew what she was up to, luring him away from the crowd. It kept up for 2 or 3 weeks, with Nunky getting bolder all the time. She'd hit Tea Cake playfully, and the minute he so much as tapped her with his finger, she'd fall against him or fall on the ground and have to be picked up. She'd be almost helpless. It took a great deal of handling to set her on her feet again. And another thing, Tea Cake didn't seem to be able to fend her off as promptly as Janie thought he ought to. She began to be snappish a little. A little seed of fear was growing into a tree. Maybe someday Tea Cake would weaken. Maybe he had already given secret encouragement, and this was Nunky's way of bragging about it. Other people began to notice, too, and that put Janie more on a wonder. One day, they were working near where the beans ended and the sugar cane began. Janie had marched off a little from Tea Cake's side with another woman for a chat. When she glanced around, Tea Cake was gone. Nunky, too. She knew because she looked. "Where's Tea Cake?" she asked Sop to Bottom. He waved his hand towards the cane field and hurried away. Janie never thought at all. She just acted on feelings. She rushed into the cane, and about the fifth row down, she found Tea Cake and Nunky struggling. She was on them before either knew.
"What's the matter here?"
Janie asked in a cold rage. They sprang apart.
"Nothing,"
Tea Cake told her, standing shamefaced.
"Well, what you doing in here? How come you ain't out there with the rest?" "She grabbed my working tickets out of my shirt pocket, and I run to get them back,"
Tea Cake explained, showing the tickets, considerably mauled about in the struggle. Janie made a move to seize Nunky, but the girl fled, so she took out behind her over the humped-up cane rows. But Nunky did not mean to be caught, so Janie went on home. The sight of the fields and the other happy people was too much for her that day. She walked slowly and thoughtfully to the quarters. It wasn't long before Tea Cake found her there and tried to talk. She cut him short with a blow, and they fought from one room to the other. Janie trying to beat him, and Tea Cake kept holding her wrists and wherever he could to keep her from going too far.
"I believe you've been messing around her,"
she panted furiously.
"No such a thing,"
Tea Cake retorted.
"I believe you did. Don't care how big a lie get told, somebody can believe it."
They fought on.
"You done hurt my heart. Now you come with a lie to bruise my ears. Turn go my hands."
Janie seethed, but Tea Cake never let go. They wrestled on until they were doped with their own fumes and emanations, till their clothes had been torn away, till he hurled her to the floor and held her there, melting her resistance with the heat of his body, doing things with their bodies to express the inexpressible. Kissed her until she arched her body to meet him, and they fell asleep in sweet exhaustion. The next morning, Janie asked, like a woman,
"You still love old Nunky?"
"No, never did, and you know it, too. I didn't want her."
"Yeah, you did."
She didn't say this because she believed it. She wanted to hear his denial. She had to crow over the fallen Nunky.
"What would I do with that little chunk of woman with you around? She ain't good for nothing except to set up in the corner by the kitchen stove and break wood over her head."
"Use something to make a man forget to get old and forget to die."